So we've heard for a long time that we have a physical problem, that our physical backbones are simply in need of a great deal of repair. And that argument simply hasn't instigated enough political will. You seem to have ratcheted up significantly now. And in fact, maybe our fiscal life is actually what's at stake. So what more can we ask of both citizens and elected officials about getting involved to act to prevent more catastrophes?
Well, that's an excellent question, Steve. And it's interesting you talk about our physical infrastructure. Rachel Maddow has been talking about infrastructure being the spine of America, and it is. And she talked about the spine of America that we have today being given to us by our grandfathers and grandmothers, and we've got to do the same for our kids and our grandkids, and it's absolutely correct. And there's no doubt that public safety is at risk here. And I'm not just talking about the bridge collapse in Minnesota, the levees breaking in Cedar Rapids in Iowa, the gasoline pipes bursting in pipeline pipes in Malibu, California, steam pipes going up in smoke in New York, all of the infrastructure problems that we've been faced with as a country. Public safety is at risk. Our quality of life is at risk. Americans spend $3.9 billion sitting in traffic and wasting time and wasting gasoline. All those things are at stake. But the thing that's most important right now is the effect that this plan can have on the American economy. And people said to us, to Marcia and to myself and others, why are you guys releasing this now right after the debt limit? Don't you know that no one wants to spend more money? That's not true. Economists and a lot of politicians on both sides of the aisle understand that we need to invest at the same time we're reducing the deficit. We can reduce the deficit by another $3.5 trillion and at the same time make the type of investments we need to get this country moving again, to create the jobs that we so desperately need, well-paying American jobs that can't be outsourced, jobs in our factories, bolster American manufacturing that's been hard hit. 1 out of 4 construction workers are out of work. Let's get them back on working and earning money and spending that money back into the economy. Those are the things that are at stake here, and I think right now is a great time to release this report because we're pivoting off jobs in the short run and economic competitiveness in the long run. This is, and again, I had very little to do with writing of the report, so I can say this. This is a great report, and it's a report that every member of Congress, every senator, every congressman ought to read and ought to take to heart. This is the time to do it, and I'd like to see significant movement be built in by the super committee before it makes its report to the general body of the Congress around Thanksgiving.